Revolution FM.
Oh, there's drama. The scoreboard has changed back again. 13 points to 1 goal and 9. And the scoreboard has changed. The Antrim point that had levelled it, the white flag was raised, and now the two flags are going to be crossed to signal that the score has been disallowed. The linesman, I think, had a big part to play in that.
He may have had, and I don't know how he's going to get home out of here if the Antrim people get him. But Ryan Murray's free wasn't as good as I thought, John. But we're lucky here, John. We're still leading by a point. Time is up on the clock.
Time is up on the clock. Leitrim lead by one, but only just. But momentum has swung back to Antrim. They're not giving up. And here they come again, and they're moving forward here with Matthew Fitzpatrick. There's going to be 4 minutes of additional time. It's played inside to Patrick McBride, but Leitrim again are able to overturn it. What a win this would be for Leitrim if they can get out of here with 2 points this afternoon. Antrim, though, still come in search of the equalising score. Mark Sweeney, the midfielder. Mark Sweeney gets it over to assist near side. Possibilities for Colm Duffin. Duffin weaving his way through the Leitrim defence. And he's won a free in. It's going to be a free in for Antrim, and a gilt-edge opportunity now for them to get it. Well, as soon as Duffin won it, he put the head down. He was running through. He was looking to draw the foul, and he succeeded in doing so. But I think it probably was a free in the end.
I think it was Ryan Murray, John, to be fair. But I think in all fairness to Antrim, you know, as an Antrim supporter and man, you couldn't begrudge them this today if they get their draw to this game, because they've fought like dogs. We should have had this game out of sight in the second half. We had the opportunities. We've had 11, 12 wides in the game. We haven't put it away. So we've left it there for Antrim hanging, and this could be the last score of the game.
Patrick McBride, a minute and a half of injury time played at the end of the second half. Ryan Murray winning the free. McBride about to kick it in, left footed, drops it in, and this time it's over the bar, and this time there's no mistake, and Ryan, and it's got in, and it's got over the bar, and Patrick McBride is the man who gets it, and Antrim now have restored parity. 1-10 for Antrim, 13 points for Leitrim. 4 minutes of additional time, 2 have elapsed. Good long kick out into the middle of the field. But you know something, there could be a winner in this game. It could easily be Antrim as well as Leitrim, because momentum has swung back to them over the last minute or two. And the ball is won there by Mark Sweeney in the centre of the field, and it's going to be a free out for Antrim. Terry Hyland shakes his head in disgust down on the sideline. 2 minutes of additional time have gone. There's a funny air over Park Shore at the moment. They don't know whether maybe to take a draw or go for broke. Patrick McBride is the same for both teams. I don't think a draw will do Antrim. They need to go for the win, but here they come. And McBride again is the man who brings the ball forward, and they've walked it inside here to the corner forward. Ryan Murray, and Ryan Murray been surrounded by Leitrim players. Ball a little bit scrappy. Who is it going to favour? Leitrim have it. Now can they get it out from defence to attack? But the conditions are heavy. If you try and hop a ball in those conditions, they've won a free out, and that's fortunate again.
I think fortunate. See, Emlyn Willingham back there defending. Leitrim are defending. Everybody's back in the Leitrim half of the defence. We need to up the field and try and get a score here to win this game. You know, from our point of view, you know, we've probably wasted the opportunity of winning the game, but it's still there for us.
It's still there. It's still there. Can they take it? That's the big thing. It's going to be another one of the Antrim players. Declan Lynch been spoken to by the match official at the minute. Barry Judge having a long conversation with him, and it's going to be a free out for Leitrim. 38 minutes gone. 1 minute of additional time still remains in Advancard Park, Sean. And another black and a red card showing now to one of the Antrim players, and it's number 15, Ryan Murray, who has picked up the red card. So it's black followed by red, and Ryan Murray makes his way off. And Antrim are down to 14 men. Wicklow, I'm hearing, have beaten Limerick in the other game from Division 4. Now, let's see what Leitrim can do. On the attack they go at the moment as they come in search of another score. Wicklow beat Limerick, and that's a scoreline coming in, but here come Leitrim. Let's see, can they get a score here to win it? Is the referee looked as if talk maybe about giving them a free in? Not coming. Antrim have overturned possession. It's a time for cool heads. The ball is like a rook. You wouldn't see it if Murrayfield what's there at the moment, but Leitrim have come away with it, and they're going forward, and it's a free in! It's a free in for Leitrim! What drama! 39 minutes played. The 4 minutes of additional time are up, and Antrim have conceded the free in, and what an opportunity here now for Leitrim.
And you have to say, John, look at Ryan O'Rourke. He's the man that won the free. Whatever the man and team of the week again, he'll be on it again this week. What a battling performance. The free was won there. We turned the ball over 3 or 4 times in that attack. Eventually it went to ground, and like rugby yesterday, you know, Ryan O'Rourke went down. He was the man with the ball in the foremost position, so he got the scrum, so we have to free him.
He came out like a scrum half, like a good scrum half. And now all eyes are on Donal Flynn, the man from Mohill. The 4 minutes of additional time, there's almost 5 minutes of additional time gone. It's now or never. Donal Flynn, cool looking customer. If he can get this one in and get it over the bar, Leitrim are going to win. Left footed from Donal Flynn. Over the bar! going as Antrim bail everybody in. The Leitrim management team are on. They want the players to keep cool heads. Barry Judge is looking at his watch as well. There's a little bit of a shamazzle. Leitrim lead by one. Leitrim 14, Antrim 1-10. And Sean Flanagan has been called in by the referee. Sean Flanagan, well, he just popped in for a few minutes. He could be about to pop out again if the referee is short of a black card. And Sean Flanagan does pop out again, and he's frustrated, and he has to make his way off. Stopwatch, 40 minutes gone. Oh, my word. 40 minutes played.
He gives him a chance,
he might just give them a chance. Kick out has been taken. Play continues. The amateur whistlers are everywhere. Here comes Antrim with Mark McCarry. One last chance is for Antrim. They've worked the ball over to the far side of the field to Niall Delagree, trying to work it in field. And Antrim have a free now, 70 metres out from goal. 40 minutes and 53 seconds gone. Here come Antrim again now. They trail by one. Can Leitrim hold out, or can Antrim get an equaliser to spoil the party in Park Sean? Antrim are 45 minutes out from goal. Leitrim putting bodies to the line, and there it is. It's a free out for Leitrim. It's a free out for Leitrim. We thought it might have been the final whistle. What drama and excitement in the Allianz League. It's only round three, but you know something, this competition is brilliant, and there's more afters taking place. Leitrim of players hitting the ground. 41-26. Summarise if you can, Aidan.
Well, John, I tell you, it's a game that's ebbed and flowed all day long. You have to have sincere sympathy for Antrim in the way they've come about the game here today. You know, they've been on the back foot, but to Leitrim's credit, to be fair, this is a real different test today, and we've grounded out. We've got a victory out of the game. I'm sure, Terry, you look back at our wides in the game, at the wasteful opportunities we had, but you know, a win's a win, and today will bring us on leaps and bounds. There's no question about it. Three wins in the National League sets us up for the last four games. Really, we're in the ascendancy now.
It'll be a brilliant position to be in. How they're going to enjoy the 2 week break as well. And then there's the game coming up. I think next up is Limerick, isn't it? Limerick away
in Kilmarnock, John, the next one, which obviously is a huge game.
A Saturday evening game.
So from that point of view, John, look, we'll be able to build towards that game now with huge confidence and a lot of crevice in the tank.
Still, it's not over. Referee looks at us now. It's all over. The referee has blown the full-time whistle. What a victory for Leitrim here. They've won this game on a scoreline of 14 points to a goal and 10. And Aidan Rooney, all the questions were asked. Chances were missed. But I'm just looking at Terry Hyland down on the sideline. The supporters are congratulating him. The photographers are looking for photographs of him. You know something? It was a game that they ground out. They put all the shoulders to the wheel, and they've come away with a win. And it's victories like that that defines champions. Ocean FM.